Principal Dick Jungers gives us a few minutes with the spotlight this morning, and thank you. Let's talk about the High School Winter Explorium and explain to me what that is.
Well, you know, a new semester starting, and Newell Fonda likes to kick off their second semester with the WE term. We call it a Winter Explorium, and it's a two-week project-based learning experience. So students pick a topic of ranges from computer coding to fashion, crime scene investigation, movie making. There's a bunch of different topics and areas, and kids get 2 weeks just to immerse themselves away from a normal school day to just figure out what real life jobs are about. So it's just awesome. And then on January 21st at 7 o'clock, parents are invited to come in, and students will present and show all their hard work and learning throughout the experiment. So I don't know. It's just it's a wonderfully positive 2 weeks for our high school students.
Yeah, that you've done for a while, and I'm sure we'll continue to do so. And you and I need to continue to talk about new things and some items going on now at your middle school.
Yeah, middle school. The school purchased 25 additional iPads, and we are a one-to-one. So this is in addition to the one-to-one, and we're going to have a cart for these new iPads for students to get different learning opportunities through apps. And there's millions of apps out there for education, and we're going to create a lot of new learning opportunities for students with those. And one of the things that's really hot in education right now is coding, and our tech integrationist, Nikki Schubert, does a wonderful job of working and exposing all of our students, you know, basically kindergarten through high school, on different coding types of activities. So our kids are getting immersed in that. And I don't think, you know, us older generation folks, and I'm talking about you and I, Chris,
okay.
I don't think we understand how everything works behind the Facebooks, the Twitters, and all the coding that goes in to create all these internet platforms. But our kids are getting immersed in that, and that's the job trends of the future. And our kids absolutely love it, and I think all kids out there love it. You know, I played around with it a little bit, but it's just like, gosh, you know, what happened to stuff that we were growing up with? You know, the opportunities for our kids are phenomenal, and Newell Fonda is continuing to provide great technology-rich projects for our students.
Hey, as you and I were prepping for the spotlight, you were telling me about some assessments that will be happening.
Yes, you know, we got to love our data, and to get data means you got to test a little bit, and so elementary reading, we've got a Boulder Valley assessment starting, which starts today, and to assess students' math skills. And what we do with all this testing is we create data, we meet with our teams, and we go over student growth and diagnose what student needs are, and we create interventions and individual learning plans for students. So there's a lot of things going on there that behind the scenes that maybe parents aren't fully aware of. They get to see the results, but we actually do a lot of stuff with that information. So it's really good for student learning and driving what we do in the classrooms every day.
Well, your students and staff, I know you were saying that you roll out the red carpet for someone from the Department of Education soon.
Yeah, we have Dr. Ryan Wise, who is the director of education for the state of Iowa, is coming on Tuesday, January 19th. And we also have on that same day a community coffee. So, you know, this is going to be timed well, where we're going to invite the community members to come in, and the jazz bands can perform for them, and they can meet Mr. Olson, our new superintendent, and they can meet Dr. Ryan Wise, the director of education for the state of Iowa. And there's going to be a couple different activities planned with that, so mark that on your calendar as well for another great educational opportunity to hang out at the school for a while.
Okay, and that's on the 19th.
On the 19th, correct.
Dick Jungers, thanks so much for your time. You have a great day, and I'll see you at the gym soon.
Hey, sounds great, and I always want to thank First Community Bank and DFS for all they do for Newell Fonda Schools.
And they sponsor our School Spotlight program right here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.